The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What is happening, Chicago Bears fans? This is T from Ish Conversation. I'm your host, Lester Wolf, Fung, editor-in-chief over at Windy City Gridiron and the co-host of the Barron Balance podcast. And hope you guys all had a fantastic Thanksgiving. The Thanksgiving holiday actually has our podcast schedule a little bit in flux this week. So I'm riding solo today. I'm just going to be me here doing a quick little Bears versus Jets injury report. But since it's a pretty big one, I wanted to make sure I did get on the air here. Of course, the big news is Justin Fields. He's been injured the whole week. He's been limited at practice. And for more on the actual injury itself, which is a AC joint sprain / separated shoulder-ish, check out a previous podcast, Bare Bones, where my usual guest I have here on Tier for Manage Conversation, Dr. Mason West, went over the injury in depth. So he really hit on all the issues here he has with the shoulder, which is the left shoulder, by the way. Rehab stuff, you know, how long he should sit for, if he should sit. You know, he gave all of his observations on the injury. That was pre-diagnosis that went official, but it all still holds up because that's exactly what's happening here. Questionable shoulder injury. Here's the thing about Fields. Like I said, limited all week of practice, but it came out today that he only did individual drills during the stuff at Hallis Hall. No team stuff, so they're getting Trevor Siemian prepped to be the starting quarterback on Sunday against the Jets. And look, what point is there playing Justin Fields right now if he's not 100%? I know no one at this point in the NFL season is 100%, but we're talking Justin Fields. We're talking the face of the franchise. We're talking the future, hopefully franchise quarterback of the Chicago Bears. There's no point in playing him. Now, I guess if there's no chance of us of further injuring himself, making the shoulder worse, if there's no possibility there, I could see toughing it out. But honestly, like I said, look, the Bears are 3-8. There's no point in this. The Jets have a pretty ferocious front seven. They get after the quarterback pretty well. Yes, Justin Fields gives the Bears a better chance to win. But again, what's the point? Let him rest. Let's get Trevor Siemian out there. You know, see what happens. You know, the Jets are having some quarterback problems themselves. They're going to start Mike White instead of Zach Wilson, who was benched because of some issues he had on the field and off the field. So, you know, it's not the matchup that, you know, most people wanted to see, but I think as Bears fans, I think we should be hoping Justin Fields takes the week off, at least get himself right here. Also injured for the Bears, three guys out with concussion, all defensive players. First off, Sterling Weatherford, linebacker, reserve, special teamer, core special teamer. They'll miss that, obviously, but he's not nearly going to be as big of a miss as the other two guys out with concussion. Jaquan Brisker, starting safety. Kyler Gordon, starting corner. Both out with a concussion. It's going to be a problem. I mean, the Bears defense has been struggling the entire season. They got a little worse when they made their trades there of Robert Quinn and Roquan Smith. They're trying to scheme around things. They're blitzing a lot more these last few weeks. It's not helping. You know, the defense is struggling. But now with Brisker out, look for DeAndre Houston Carson to get the start back there next to Eddie Jackson. Veteran, you know, he's played a bit in the past, last few years. Hasn't played much this year on defense, but one game in a pinch, DHC starting. I think the Bears will be fine there. Then at corner, you know, with Gordon out, you know, we're still going to see Jalen Johnson, Kendall Vildor. But now with Gordon out, it's probably going to be more of the undrafted rookie free agent from Mississippi, Jalen Jones. He hasn't played a lot this year, but when he has, man, I thought he's looked decent. You know, for a UDFA rookie, low expectations. He's gone in the games. He has not stood out in a negative way. And when you're playing corner in the NFL, if you're not standing out negatively, that's half the battle. So I think it'd be nice to kind of see what he has to do if he gets to start, if he gets some more playing time here. We'll see how long the concussion keeps Brisker and Gordon out. But long term, they'll be on the bench till they're ready to go. Best thing for the future is get right, get better, get healthy. Head injury is no laughing matter. Get those taken care of. You don't shake it off. You know, it's not back in the day. Get that taken care of. Let these guys heal up and get out there when they are ready to go. Good news on the injury front. Tevin Jenkins, not on the report at all. Practicing full all week. Of course, he was limited a bit last week. The Bears had him active for the game last week against the Falcons. He didn't play. He said he was okay to go if he was needed in a pinch. But they didn't start him. They're going to start him this week. If he's good to go, he's practiced all week, he better start because he's a damn good football player and he's probably their best lineman on the team. More good news for the Bears. They're getting Dane Cruikshank back, reserve safety. Of course, with Brisker out, they may need him a little bit if they go to any big nickel. He's also a core special teamer, which would be nice getting him back since they're going to miss in Weatherford. So it'll be a nice boost there for the special teams. And then over to the Jets. They only got three guys in the report this week. Starting defensive tackle Sheldon Rankins is already ruled out. Of course, they'll miss that. Doubtful, Kenny Yeboah, tight end, reserve. He doesn't play much anyway. Not a big loss there for the Jets. He does play some special teams, but again, not a starter. He's only played, I think, four games this year. Not a big miss. And then starting left tackle Dwayne Brown, questionable, but he practiced in full on Friday. I can't see him missing. The beat guys for the Jets, I'll assume he's going to play. I'm assuming he's going to play too. So their offensive line will be there. They'll be good to go. So that's it. Nice, short, and sweet injury report. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend, Bears fans. And until next time, bear down, my friends.